the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you wild woman?
I am not wild.
That's why we need a Patron. You got to call it everything on the Patron.
I know. You hear all these things Paige was saying.
Goodness.
God, that's so crazy.
Talk about how she can't wait to get home so she can just get naked and just lay there. This, that, and the
other.
That's
true. I'll be naked later on, for sure.
You going to be streaming?
No. I'll be laying there after my surgery. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. God, that was off the air, too.
Paige is getting implants today.
She wants to go size implants. Up.
She's going to Coconuts.
I'm
going to
have a butt.
Oh,
God, Lord. All right. Well, Sharon Osbourne has words for all these people that, you know, it caused so much controversy, but it really isn't, because Ozzy was okay with this before he passed away, according to Jack.
His fake music?
No. Sharon Osbourne has words for those saying that AI Ozzy is a cash grab.
That's what I said.
Why don't we never do a character called Selfish Osbourne? We got to now. Have Sharon. Selfish Osbourne.
Oh, I got it now.
All right, look, if you just heard that, don't pull over and laugh at that one. Save it for a real funny one.
So this is more organized.
It's Monday.
Well, it sounded like shellfish.
So Sharon and Jack.
It did a little.
They weren't real happy with the latest accusations on their AI avatar of Ozzy.
If I got some Jack, I ain't Sharon. I'll tell you
Jack
right now.
Jack says, it isn't Chat GPT with Ozzy's face on it. He says, quote, this is a closed AI, so it's not connected to the internet. We build a database with only information that either my dad said or was accurate or was written accurately.
Oh, please. Okay.
You know, and I understand maybe they wanted to do that for something. There's so many rumors going around with Ozzy, like Universal Orlando Studios, that another rumor that's going around on Reddit is that there's going to be a Halloween Ozzy thing down there. And
it's the truth of some of that stuff.
I don't know.
What about the one that he transferred his soul into the body of Youngblood?
Oh, he could have. I'm telling you, man. Youngblood.
That's a real rumor. Somebody sent that to me for conspiracy
that
mysteries.
That is creepy.
Youngblood's popularity is like that of a vampire.
Yeah.
I don't know if he kind of almost looks like one.
Ozzy's last concert, like they performed together, and like Ozzy's like on this throne, and the guy like gets down and bows, and Ozzy puts a crown on his head like he was passing the torch to him. It was weird. I watched the video, but I don't believe it.
Dude, women love that dude.
Youngblood.
He is good.
He's like half naked all the time everywhere. I think that's why they want to go see him.
I'm a simpleton. I spell it the right way and couldn't find him.
He spells it like gravy. Spells his.
Yeah, like Y-U-N-G. Young gravy, but there's no O's in the blood, right? He's mm-hmm. just young. See, it's weird. You can't spell it right anymore. Young blood.
I thought he was a rapper when I first heard it. Young blood. I'm like, oh, okay. Does he hang out with NBA?
God.
Like, I don't know.
He's got strills like Pippin. Dude must be doing coke like crazy.
But he can hit notes and he can sing, and that's...
So who cares?
Who cares?
It says Youngblood, the stage name of Dominic Richard Harrison, is a British singer-songwriter who blends punk, hip-hop, and alternate influences into his genre-bending music.
But he's good, because years ago when Stone Man was in, a couple years ago, he saw him.
Ah, that was in what?
In England.
I dressed up like Youngblood for Halloween one year.
Saw him at a bar,
he
so
must
he was
have
really
put
good.
Pennies in his nose.
Gotta make your strills bigger.
He always looks like he smells something. You know? It's like when you are excited, your eyes get like his nose does that.
Yeah.
Says that he's known for his pink socks and wolfish grin.
Mm.
What about Youngblood?
Pink socks.
Oh, I was talking about Stone Man. Now he doesn't even wear shoes.
Sometimes he does. All right. So there's a new trend on TikTok. I'm never on TikTok, so I don't know.
I don't know what the trends are.
God. If you got on TikTok, they'd have to build 4 more data centers.
I'd be making more videos.
A lot of content.
I don't know. I just have fun with my friends. Do you mind?
They think
I'm funny. It's all jokes, and it's not anything to take seriously.
And I will say the picture that she did. I still call it airbrushing. I know it's not even photoshopping, but the one where she took the ex-boyfriend out and put the other guy in.
Yeah.
That I saw, she showed me the real pic, the original. That's really what she looked like.
It's a great picture.
Yeah. Got
it. We know what friends she's talking about too, the Tite twins. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and everybody's like, love Taylor. The plaid wallpaper. We did have plaid wallpaper in our house, and we had a blue countertop in California. My mom had
it. Remember that for the book.
Too wild out there.
They're like, this ugly is where Joe's wallpaper. Like,
I don't care about your home, child.
Yeah, I just said, well,
do something funny.
None
clown.
Of us like that wallpaper. My mother put it up because she was wallpaper crazy back in the day.
Fun.
Anyways. So
when are you gonna do a podcast? Come on.
Oh. Naked podcast.
Naked pod.
Mix them all together.
Me and Tanya.
Well, you see tell her camera views. She still wouldn't show her blankies on the thing.
Joe would be volunteering to run that podcast. I think he'd give up the big real estate guys to run that one.
Oh, they're not big.
Oh no. I don't know what you're talking about.
Joe's our podcast liaison here at Odyssey.
Oh yes.
So if you got a pod here, he runs them.
Yeah, he's the podcast guru.
Oh.
He's the creative services director. So if you're doing
about,
a pod.
What about you guys doing a pod again?
Whew. That might be fun, actually. But we would have
would
to be like.
What would you call it?
Oh, okay.
Bro.
Don't get that conversation started again. Bro. Why don't we bring up doing another boys' night instead? that'll get that.
One-nighter.
Faster.
One offer.
One offer.
Go to a movie and go play golf. That's what you usually do.
Yeah.
These are awful titles. Come back when you have better titles.
All right, then.
We'll talk about it.
All right, so this trend on TikTok where people are putting pickles in their Sauvignon Blanc.
Is that a glass?
It's
or
a wine. Which is funny because it's kind of gross. There was another trend that they were putting jalapenos in white wine. Why don't we just leave things alone and not mix things up, people? What is wrong with you?
Why do you want to drink wine and get diarrhea at the same time?
What is, I saw an ad, was it McDonald's or somewhere does different versions? You know how like they had those freestyles, Coca-Cola, but now they're doing these, I think, special for McDonald's. So you have Berry Sprite, but then there's Dirty Dr. Pepper. Like, what is that?
Yeah, refreshers. See, I don't know because is dirty soda, does that have alcohol in it?
I don't know. But
I don't know.
I saw another thing the other day that, I don't want to say millennials. What?
Millenniums.
What's the one before? Or the one after?
Oh, is that X?
X. Oh, no, Y.
Why?
Like my daughter's age. They're in, early 20s.
I don't know.
Whatever that generation
beta?
Is.
One's
I should
beta.
Know that, I suppose. But it was saying that they are now getting into ice cream floats, and they think they invented them.
Oh, they do.
Because some TikToker put ice cream in his Coca-Cola, and it became a trend, and they didn't realize it was already a trend for, like, I don't know, 100 years, whatever it's been.
We used to buy vanilla ice cream and put it in our own root beer.
I hated them. You know what my mom did that I thought was the sickest thing in the world? Many of you probably did. She would get the smaller Coke bottles, the glass ones, and she would get a pack of peanuts and put the peanuts into the Coke.
That was popular.
Oh, yeah. I never did that.
Bleh. Salt in your Coca-Cola?
Don't knock it till you try it, baby.
This is when they still had cocaine in the Coca-Cola. It was good.
Mix it with the nuts.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mom. That's you getting two references
peanuts.
Today.
That was kind of bizarre.
It's a combination of it's a root beer. Root beer float with a tangy twist. Tangy.
See, I like
a lot of refreshers.
Do you like root beer?
I don't.
No, not really.
I do.
It's too gimmicky. I don't like the gimmicky syruped up.
But you got to get a really good root beer.
I like ginger beer.
I had a grape soda 2 weeks ago. I couldn't even finish it. I'm like,
too
I want
sweet.
A grape soda. Yeah, it was too syrupy.
I don't know. You saying that makes me want a cheer wine right now.
Oh, man, a diet one. I used to freeze them. And just eat the ice. I ate so much ice.
How much ice have you eaten over the course of your life?
God, I was eating ice left and right.
Did you eat ice this weekend?
Do you crave ice?
Both. I did eat ice this weekend. I don't even ask. I just like.
For immigrant listeners, we're not talking about the group. That's nice. Ice meaning.
You're supposed to let somebody know before you eat ice. I don't. I just go right to it.
You eat ice without saying?
Yeah.
You know, they say it's bad for your teeth.
It's terrible for your teeth. But if you're craving it, do you crave it?
Well, sometimes, yeah. Because but not right now.
You could be anemic.
Is that bad?
No, I mean, if you're anemic, you crave ice.
Do you eat ice when you eat out?
Oh, yeah, you have to then.
You do? Like I'm not, in public, and like at a restaurant.
I'll eat ice in public for sure.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't bother me one bit, buddy. You one got iota. Truth. I'll pull over and eat ice.
Because no. I used to like to eat ice, and
what
my doctor told me I had my blood done and I was anemic. It's just...
Your doctor, you need a different, doctor. Because if a doctor's telling you not to eat ice,
yes,
something's wrong.
There are many that try to convince people to do that.
Now, don't do it in traffic. You should pull over.
Yeah.
No.
If you eat ice while you're trying to drive, you get distracted too easily.
I like my ice crushed.
Well, hang on now.
Damn, woman.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's finer.
Okay. Look up, Paige. You see it? There it is.
Oh, you know what?
Paige, how did my daddy say the word? Okay, no.
Get to it. And somebody wants you to eat ice today.
Uh-huh. Like, what would my daddy call my donkey? He called it Jack Ice.
Hey.
Ice tea.
It's crushed ice.
Hey,
I like prolapsed ice. That's what I like.
You can't say nothing without laughing.
Oh,
try it again.
Does your Rice Guys headlines.
Your hung voice now. That's fun.
About to go to surgery for whatever.
She won't say. And I'm not asking because I don't want to break your...
Too much information.
Oh. What was that?
What the hell did you just do?
Dude, I feel like there's some kind of breakdown happening. You missed the stuff.
Oh, my God.
The stuff what? Earlier. The stuff earlier where you would just stop talking and then... We would go to break, and then you'd start again. Like, did you sleep last night?
So.
Okay.
I said break down, my bad.
I understand how they're funny, the crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Do you want to play with my ding-dong?
Sure.
I think she does.
I mean, you can. Now, I don't want anybody to get confused when they hear that. I'm not talking about the snack cakes. No, Fatboy ate my ding-dong earlier.
He did. Yeah. Resist.
I told him. I put it in the little cabinet. I said, that's my ding-dong. And I go over there, and I walk in. You saw it.
His big mouthful.
My ding-dong was in his mouth.
I did.
Yeah.
Again.
Mouthful of ding-dong. I could have fit 2 or 3 in there, to be honest with you.
I love ding-dongs.
I thought it was a snowball. I was like, that's something totally different.
It was about to be a snowball.
I was excited.
All right. That right there was...
Man, if you laughed at all that, we know exactly what you watch on the internet.
You're high.
It's like we know what you're into.
Is that a declaration or is there a question mark at the end?
Yes. Yeah. Hang on now.
What?
The Coyon bell was not meant for a rim shot.
Coyon.
Apparently it is.
I know it home.
I can't do it the right way. I'm just going to push it to the side a little.
Looper's got to show us. You have to have
just
that touch.
Bring it in.
Mystery guest time.
Yay!
Someone who's never been on the show before. Someone that, as this person will tell you, I've tried. Lord, have I tried many times. And, it's not a good time. Or, you know, life just happens. And I don't know why I developed a lisp just then. But
baby,
life just happens, baby.
Hard time. You were thinking about hard times.
I was thinking about the American Dream of the Road, the son of a plumber.
No, I'm the real Virgil, baby. I'm the only Virgil.
Many of you have smiled because of this person. Many of you have laughed because of this. Many of you have tapped your toes because of this person. Many of you have said, what the hell? I think you said the wrong phone number. Ladies and gentlemen.
Snapped and clapped and touched your toes.
For the first time ever since 2005 when he first began... making songs for this show, ladies and gentlemen, Dan from Columbia.
Yeah!
Wow!
What an intro.
I literally never thought this would happen, Dan, because...
I really didn't think it was going to happen, Dan.
Of stuff.
I'm excited. But,
and that was you there with the little NBA intro there.
Yeah, it was. Those are so much fun to put up for you guys. You guys are so creative, and it always sparks a lot of creativity for me. as well. And
listen
so
to
it,
you.
It's great to talk to you guys. I know it's been 21 years, but maybe in another 21 we can talk again. But
we'll still be here, no, too.
Yeah, hopefully all of us will. But you guys are already giving me ideas because you're talking about how Fat Boy ate your ding dong, and I'm already thinking, like, ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yes.
You know, ding dong, the Fat Boy ate.
Yes.
I might have to get to writing that one.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
God, he's always in that mode, though.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you probably, like, Fat Boy just told me this. We could do a live listening reveal here because Fat Boy's like, hey, because what we do is we share like a Google Drive folder with Dan, and he'll send us, we get like a little notification that says, hey, Dan just uploaded this new song, and, you know, we'll go listen to it.
Yep.
And Fat Boy said there's a new one up, and I was like, you know what, I bet Dan was just listening to music, maybe out at the gym or whatever he's doing, and he heard that. And the way your mind is, it goes through that filter.
Yeah.
And then that's what, right? Like, I'm the same way. If I'm in a conversation with somebody off the air, I'm like, dude, this will be good to talk about on the show tomorrow. Like, this is good
stuff.
Better write it down.
Is that the way you are as well?
Absolutely. And I have Weird Al Yankovic to blame, I think, for that. Because when Eat It came out when I was a child, I was like, oh, you can just do this. And that got me into Dr. Nemento, which, of course, he just retired. But so ever since then, as a kid, you know, we'd make up songs about all the kids, you know, in the neighborhood. You know, having everybody had a song. We did. Do you remember the old band? This is really going back, but the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh yeah,
do you remember that?
Of course.
Yeah,
man. The Punky.
So
QB.
We made the Punky QB, and we made up songs for every kid in the neighborhood. Or a verse for every kid in the neighborhood, and we'd perform it for our parents. So
yeah, awesome.
We've been doing this my whole life. Yeah,
God, I didn't have that many friends to do that. I could have done like the quarterback and the running back only. That's about it. Now, here's one thing that a lot of people are texting here, and it's kind of like the, you know, from listening, you don't like when we give you ideas. You like doing your own stuff. I get that. Like, if somebody says to me, like, if I'm out at a party or something, they say, hey, I bet you're going to talk about this tomorrow on the show, aren't you? I won't then, because I think I'm doing them some kind of shout-out favor.
I told them to talk about that.
Yeah, so I could see where you feel that way. I do.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's obviously easier to just kind of come up with your own ideas than take somebody else's idea and wonder where they're at. But you've had some great ideas, I think, in the past. I don't know whose idea Tongue Punch My Fart Box was.
Legendary.
Yes.
Yeah, that was legendary.
That's actually, you know, on YouTube as well.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah, that's right. I did see that now that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
And the other thing that you asked for at one time that you had suggested that was more of just like a genre suggestion was when you talked about wanting to do some old country music. Because, you know, mostly you guys are playing rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I love that, too. But I'm a big fan of classic country. And so when you suggested doing some classic country, I was like, oh, we'll do Luke Bach, Texas. We'll do Jackson.
Dad blame. I didn't realize that about you.
How do you do all the genres?
Oh, well, I like a lot of music from all over the world, but like I've always got something different on. I'm just a big kind of audiophile, I guess.
Yeah.
But
I'm glad that's the kind of file you are.
I love when you said that.
Dan, let's listen to this song together, and if you would like, and see. Because
The latest one that I'm looking at up top here?
The one that, I'll just ask it out loud, the AC/DC one?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one or no?
Well, there was a different one.
Oh, I didn't know.
I got that one, too.
Well, we could do two then.
All right.
All right, here's this one.
We are TRG.
We're the Rise Guys.
TRG.
Call our phone line.
TRG.
Seniors of radio.
TRG.
The Rise Guys Show.
That's great.
God, still going.
And you probably hear TNT and you're like, TRG. Oh, wow.
Love
okay.
It.
That's good. That's good. You got a good voice, too.
Thanks. Yeah, it's
sorry, I was looking at myself in the mirror, Dan.
does it kind of rub you the wrong way, Dan, or kind of get under your skin if we maybe clown one that might be missing a number or just like?
Not at all. No. I mean, good. That just happens. Yeah. Did I miss a number recently?
You did an FOF line number. And it said it so fast that it sounded like it was given there. And there was one where you gave out the wrong number, which, I mean,
it happened.
I mean, it was fine. The person enjoyed getting those calls that morning. They said, hey, I made some new friends today. I really did.
God, you got such a great attitude about it, though. Oh, I know. I'd have been mad at
you. I'll tell you, I was expecting a different person.
I was, too.
I don't mean this. You seem like maybe temperamental on email. But I've been told the same thing. And I'm obviously a sweetheart.
Yeah, maybe I've been more temperamental in the past, probably some things happen over the course of a couple of decades that maybe mellow you out a little bit, or realize it's not that deep. So, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and you're just like your show has changed. My life has changed a lot. You know, I know my ex-wife used to sing a lot of the tracks, and now she's not doing them anymore.
I didn't say
but
that.
I
feel the same way. You don't talk about the,
I don't want to bring it up.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's nice of you to do
but I was curious.
Well, and now my niece is old enough to sing on some of this stuff, so I asked her to come do me a favor and come in and sing, and she enjoys it. She likes to getting the experience, really, and she likes singing too. So we have music in the family, so that's nice.
I for real, like, for everybody listening, he does this just as a fan and just like does these. So I'm saying to you right now that are listening, what are you doing to contribute to the
show?
You know, if you could write songs and send funny jokes and stuff. But no, seriously, you're very talented at what you do, and
we love when they pop up. When we see there's a song, we love it, man. We
appreciate the hell out of it. Really, really do.
Well, I appreciate you guys giving me an outlet to be creative. You know, I don't get other opportunities too often to be creative with my job and stuff. So this allows me to kind of do what has always been a love of mine, which is to write parody songs. And just thanks for giving me an outlet to be able to get some of this stuff out there. And it's fun to be on the radio. You guys probably know that.
Oh, it's so fun. We love it. Hey, before we go, is there, maybe we can rejoin with this one or something when we come back. Do you have a personal favorite of yours that you've contributed over the years? Of your own personal one?
Well, do you know what I really enjoyed putting? I forget which exact songs we did, but when we took the sound of your cow mooing and put that into songs that sounded like the moo, I thought those were fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Those were fun to do. As I said, Tongue Punch My Fart Box still comes into my head sometimes, unfortunately. I'll be sitting at the grocery store, and all of a sudden, I'll start singing that song.
Right.
And,
I know. Hey, listen, man, we appreciate you so much. And I hope you have a great weekend. And don't be a stranger, okay?
Of course. Yeah, no, I'll always be sending you guys songs as long as I'm on this earth.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
Wow, that's fun.
All right, bye. Yeah, we'll get him back on, too.
Yeah. That guy's talented. I wish I could do stuff like that.
John, I did not expect an upbeat Dan. I thought he'd be kind of downtrodden.
Like, I didn't either.
Bring it down.
I dang it.
Hi, from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on June 8th. Happy birthday.
Suck it. I think you came over here to cheat, to be honest with you.
No, I didn't. We were looking at the WNBA, which I'm a fan. I am.
It's a great product.
But they definitely they take advantage of the women in a sense, because they do this thing called tunnel vision where it shows all the women arriving. Uh-huh. And they're going to play ball, so why are they wearing dresses and heels and their makeup anyway? I mean, it kind of doesn't make sense.
Do the guys do that?
Oh, yeah, they do it with the guys, too.
Like Deebo Samuel, I mean, that's obviously NBA or NFL.
Their little outfits.
The stuff Shea GA wears to a game.
It's kind of maddening, but we were just pointing out, like, in the WNBA, you have, like, my favorite team, the LA Sparks. Like, there's Cam Brink. She's showing up. Yeah. But then you scroll over, and then you get to... You get to that lady there, and you're like, wow. You know, like Wesley Snipes from White Man Can't Jump.
Those are man
Always been on black.
Yeah. It's just
the way they...
There's some you want to look like. You want to see what Sophie's wearing to a game. You got to check her out.
Yeah.
Some others.
So, Sophie, for sure. And then even... who's the one that... I was just talking about her. I said, God, she's so hot, but she's so giant. And it would be like...
Was it Stewie? Brianna Stewart?
No. no.
Stewie?
Is everybody calls
her? Sabrina Ionescu. No. God bless it.
No, she looks real good when they do her up. She, like,
rare is that,
though. Which is odd.
Yeah.
Kelsey Plum seems to... Like, she teeters between...
Lauren Betts, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's fine.
Is she related to Mookie?
She's too tall. Could be.
How tall is she?
Well, I'll look that up for you.
Tall as hell.
Tall as hell, it says here.
This lady's kicking off birthdays.
She is Dirty Dom's girl.
Oh, yeah.
Which is totally a work.
She still had the strap?
I can't remember. Man, I haven't watched, believe it or not. Like, I haven't. You know, people thought I was like, people were texting in and stuff, kowtowing, saying I was kowtowing AEW because we were interviewing, you know, we had on Adam Copeland and we had on FTR. And, you know, we're saying to them, like, hey, we really watch your stuff more than we do WWE. And people are like, oh, you're just saying that because you're in there. That's a shoot, man.
Oh, yeah. I think Cash is pretty pissed about dropping the belts because I haven't heard from him.
Well,
you might not be
next
happy.
Time they're coming around, he'll probably respond.
Oh, Liv Morgan.
Very busy. Liv Morgan. They tried to push her music career, and it just didn't.
From New Jersey.
Didn't really work.
Oh, yeah, when she performed her own entrance.
Yeah, it was lame.
It was a little rough.
I can't tell if she's 30 yet or not, but she's been wrestling for like 10 years, so I'm going to go 31.
She's been around.
35.
Liv Morgan, close? 32.
32 now.
For Liv Morgan.
All right.
I'll throw this one out there. I don't know if you want to do it or not. I'm kind of surprised he made the list, to be honest with you.
I'll pre-suck it then.
He's making a name for himself at these roasts.
Oh.
Tony?
Hinchcliffe.
Or Heathcliff, as your mom would say.
My mom would have called him Tony. Matthew! He likes that lasagna.
Tony Heathcliff.
He's mean to them people.
Oh, boy.
He's mean.
He's a MAGA supporter.
I don't know if you'd tell him to suck it or not.
They make jokes about Kill Tony from the roast on Netflix. He's got like a deal with Netflix for like 15 more of them, so get used to it.
Dude, it's tough with comedians.
He's also broke a bunch of people, though, which I think is very important. Like, I really think he broke a lot of people. I mean, Rogan, too, but like, he really, Rogan, that's still kind of orchestrated, but like, what's his name? God, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Daryl.
Gillis. Tom. Shane Gillis.
Oh, Shane Gillis, yeah.
Like, that dude killed on there. When he was like Trump, oh my God. And I like Trump, and I thought it was great.
He sounds like a lot like him, but when he, like, dressing up like him is what puts it over.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like him, but he sounds like him.
Plus, he says stuff that, you know Trump would say privately.
Yeah, I can't get it. They make jokes about him maybe being gay, but they never say that he is. Now, Jim Norton, they completely tell you about his wife, husband
situation. He was giving you hints over the years.
Like, I never knew that was real until I was watching Kill Tony, and I like Googled it. It's like, is he really married?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I'll say that he is. He's definitely got the face of a 40-plus.
She still has the gimmick, too, because he showed a picture of it to Theo Vaughn.
Gosh.
And he had it like he didn't want to see it, but you know he secretly did.
47.
48.
Tony Hinchcliffe is 42 years old today. Oh,
sorry, Tony.
He needs to chill on them cigs. I mean, for real, like,
yeah, really,
he sit there and smokes during the show. I thought he was, like, smoking joints or something. You could tell by people's reaction beside him if it's cigarettes or weed. Because if it's weed, people are like, they start smiling a little bit.
Smoking noobs.
Freaking Big Sturgill's birthday.
Johnny Blue Skies. Yep. He discovered Timmy Ty Childers. You found them.
That's why I love them both so much.
Do they do much together? Do you know?
I don't know that they've ever toured. I mean, that maybe they toured. I don't think they've ever done a song together. I'm not cheating. I'm looking to see if Sturgill's playing anywhere around here, and it's... You know, country's big up north, and they go up there. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, he's... Listen to this. Screw you, dude. God.
Reba told us one of her biggest states is Pennsylvania.
God. Listen to this. California, San Diego, Berkeley, Seattle, Vancouver, Eugene, Oregon, Denver, Colorado. That'd be a good show to go to, boy. Denver, Colorado.
Is it Red Rocks?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
I love Red Rocks.
Chicago, United Center. Blank.
United Center.
Dude. God. And then Nashville at Bridgestone. Jeez.
Well, you figure with that one. Until they get the new stadium, then that's going to take a lot of the concerts. You could play Wrigley Stadium, buddy.
Field.
I just pissed off everybody from Chicago saying that.
Yeah.
Listen here, you son of a bitch. That ain't the name of the field there, buddy.
I'm going to throw some beef at your bag.
Sturge.
I think he's younger than me. I'm going to go 49.
Sounds good.
Or 48. I'll go to 48.
Sturgill is 48 years old today. Same day and same year as Maria Menounos, who crapped herself at WrestleMania.
She did. She messed herself at WrestleMania.
Don't diarrhea. Let her tell you she
did. Or did she do it on purpose?
She's the yin to yang to Fergie's urinating.
Oh, yep. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it really is.
Thank God.
Yay.
It is Yay's birthday. Yay and Sturgill, same birthday.
Wow.
They got to do a song together.
Wow.
Then I'll say 49.
Okay, I know this. Because Kanye was born in, I believe, 72.
His dad was a Black Panther. He was born in Atlanta.
Who's
going to claim him, Atlanta or Chicago?
Julius Pepper's son's dad was a Black Panther.
Actually,
I
can find out.
He was a Carolina Panther. Come on.
He was.
I got you.
I was going with Fred Lane Jr., but that wasn't the one to go with.
It was not it.
That wasn't the one. Let's see, if he was born in 72, I think he was 53 or 4, Paige. I'll take half credit for either.
I already said 49.
Oh, you kissed my ass.
Oh, well. This surprised me. Paige is actually correct.
Really?
49 years old.
Well, because you said the other one is the same.
Okay, now I want to.
We ordered it.
I kind of don't believe it. I thought he was at least 50 already. Throw your hands up.
Well, is that his clone or him? His birthday. There's some kind of connection between Kanye and David Bowie.
Does he recognize that as his birthday?
An album cover. Okay. Oh, wow. Boy, I tell you, I have a weird memory. The things I remember versus what I don't. David Bowie's iconic album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, which was released in 1972, remember the number I said? Is standing in front of an illuminated store reading K West, hanging directly above Bowie's head. 5 years to the day, Kanye West was born on June 8th.
Wow.
Plus, didn't he put Bowie in that weird video he did in the church?
Well, they said he looked like it. Plus, Kanye, or David Bowie's final album was called Black Star. And then
that's weird.
That's the website where you upload videos of people fighting.
That's Worldstar.
Yes.
Kanye, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, yay. Juliana Margulies is 60. Tatanka from Pembroke.
64.
65. Keenan Ivory Wayans is 68.
Wow.
I know it's not him, but Scary Movie won the box office this weekend.
Did you see it?
No, I have not seen it. It looks pretty stupid.
Maybe see that.
I'll watch it on streamers, but it beat He-Man. How you going to beat He-Man?
Yeah, I got bad news about that, too.
You didn't buy enough tickets, Jug?
Well, listen to this.
Did you buy the bucket, too?
I didn't see this till this morning. I was busy.
Boss Gags, 82.
He says, hey, SD. That's what he calls us. I'm going to blankety blank now, Sunday through Thursday, so unfortunately won't be able to go see the damn movie Tuesday night. But I'll go see it with you when I get back from Pocono.
Pocono? Jug, they were off this weekend, right? So...
No, that was from Almendinger. I haven't heard from Chuck.
No, that's what it was.
Your new best friend.
Tell him he needs to keep his car on the track. Quit swinging the ass in around. Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra's boots are made for walking, and she is 84?
86 years old today. Oh. Happy heavenly birthday, Jerry Stiller. Mr. Costanza would have been 99 years old. I'm sure you'll see his son at the game tonight. They always show him. Barbara Bush would have been 101 years old.
Wow.
Jeb's mama, W's mama, and Joan Rivers would have been 93.
No.
Lost her in 2014.
They killed her.
Look, she kind of fell out of favor with Carson.
You ever see the last public interview she ever did when she was walking into her apartment? TMZ? No. They were like, asking one of those, you know, silly questions. Like with TMZ, it's really just, you know, freelancer people. And if they use your video, then you work for TMZ. And they were asking her, like, how do you stay so controversial? She's like, because I run in all these different circles. I know stuff that I've never talked about. They're like, say something now that you've never talked about before in your routines. And she turns to the camera and drops some truth bombs, and she was dead, like, shortly thereafter.
Oh, my God. So,
like, stuff that's coming to, like, light now?
Stuff that's already, like, insinuated and stuff. You know, what's up, Big Mike?
Did she go to a certain island?
Big Mike!
Uh-oh.
You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Big Mike.
Dang it, man.
My wife. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. I feel bad about laughing about that, but it just sounds funny.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste everybody's time. Big Mike Obama. Look it up if you'd like. I'll be honest with you. We have a possibility to do a Truth and Consequences tomorrow. Do not have a definite if it's going to happen, but if it does, it will result in either the end of a relationship or someone losing a job. One of those two. But I don't want to tell you it's going to happen because we haven't heard total commitment. But that's the plan. That's the game plan.
It's going to be tricky. God, that's...
Like Paula.
But we got to do it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Get the podcast on all the different platforms. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.